and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
About to drink some delicious coffee out of my straight frog, Save the Frogs cup. From RealAlexJones.com, you can get the Save the Frogs classic at RealAlexJones.com. That's the shopping cart that has a lot of items that are not available at TheAlexJonesStore.com, but owned by the same company that funds this operation. All right, here's the deal. I said I was going to get into the World Jewish Congress and this insane statements and just a declaration of war against anybody that doesn't agree to Zionist supremacy, not just in Israel, but across the world. I mean, it's really the cliche. It's really happening. It's a total nightmare. I did not have this on my bingo card. I'm usually the guy that's tomorrow's news today. But about half the billionaires in the world are Jewish. And you know, Netanyahu says, well, you're just jealous of that. No, I'm not jealous of that. Just hire people, run good companies, whatever. No, we just don't want to be dragged into total war with Russia and China. We don't want to be censored and controlled. We're tired of being called Nazis when we're not. And a lot of people you've called Nazis go ahead and say, okay, I am. I love Hitler. Well, that's not me. That's because I have my own research and integrity, not because I'm scared of you and your lobby that has attacked me and hunted me and sued me and attacked my family. And right at the heart of it's been the Jewish supremacy mafia. And I've not given you what you want. Because you want me to come after you so that you can play victim and then get all the Jews that aren't awake to think, oh my God, everybody's after us. Well, yeah, you're trying to get people to come after you. And I'm not allied with Islam. And I'm not allied with the left. I'm an American. I like Thomas Jefferson. You want to know what I really think? I love Thomas Jefferson. I believe in America. I'm an American. I believe in everybody having freedom. I believe in everybody be able to come together. And up here on the mountain, Martin Luther King said, you know, live together and be happy. But the clash of civilizations now is between globalists and populists. And Israel and their lobby has come in to be the champion of the globalist worldwide and push their agenda, which is reviled and hated. Klaus Schwab had to step down over all this. Bill Gates is basically in hiding. So's Anthony Fauci. That's the mad scientist of the real top of this thing. And now Israel's like, hold my beer. I'll come in and attack anybody that criticizes any of these evil agendas. And we'll just censor and shut everybody down. And I'm just like, you're crazy. So I said I'd get to it later. I'll get to it after all these calls, but I'm kind of already getting there and play these clips. But it is just absolutely cloud cuckoo. It's cloud cuckoo world. But nevertheless, I'm going to oppose it, whether it's the EU selling tyranny or the UK or China or the majority of the Israel lobby. Just trying to go in a bar and pick a fight with the biggest guy. And I should do a whole show on the different ways this is going to unfold. It's not good for anybody. This is really demonic and really stupid. And the only way the Israel lobby gets away with what they're doing is gigantic false flags that make 9/11 look like a firecracker going off next to 1,000 pounds of C4. And so I've got a review of just some of the history of Israel staging false flags against itself that are documented that we'll get to later in the fourth hour, because that's what you tune in for is tomorrow's news today. It's not like you need me to tell you that we're in the wheelhouse of false flags. But by exposing false flags, and big groups, institutions, organizations all do this, okay? And that's not a defense of Israel. But I'm also going to say, oh, Israel's the only one who ever does this. No, this is a standard operating procedure for for corrupt organizations and powerful groups, but Israel's really good at it and has a big history of it. I mean, you could say, I wouldn't say Israel's the MVP. It's like when you're debating who the greatest quarterback of all time is. Like, oh, they're the best. Well, actually, they're the best. You know, there's five or six quarterbacks that are like, they're the top five or six really good at this, okay? I mean, they're right up there at the top. They could be number one at it. I'm not sure. The czars were experts at it. The communist Russians were experts at it. The U.S. government's a master of it. British intelligence is a master. German intelligence is really good at it. But Israel, since 1947, they've really made up for time. And they've been caught a lot. Mainly because their own people finally, you know, blow the whistle. Which shows Israel's not just one big monolithic thing. But if you don't know that the false flags have already been prepared and that the Israel lobby's got their finger on the trigger and they don't have collaborators inside our government when they pull this off, I predict it's going to make 9/11 look like a flesh wound compared to a big one, a grievous wound. But enough of that. Oh, we had three callers that disagreed. One of them hung up. We got Jeremy in Texas disagrees. William in Scotland disagrees. But in fairness, I said go to the head of the line. I said with new calls, I want to have Jason and Dean and Nolok, who were on the Putin thing and the Russia thing, be able to finish quickly. And then I promise we're going to Jeremy in Texas, William in Scotland, Sam in Tennessee, and others. So don't hang up, William in Scotland. You're up next. And then Jeremy, please, I want to hear from you. But damn, do I babble a lot. I do. But I'm actually saying some things, too. So let's go to Nolok in Virginia. You're on the air. All right, he's gone. He dropped. Boom! Let's go to Dean in California. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Congratulations on the new studio, bro. Nothing can get you guys down.
Let me stop you. If you don't spread the word and support us financially, we will shut down. I'm not invincible. I'm not even tough. I'm nobody. I just want to fight tyranny. I have the will to fight. That God gave me an ace of spades when it came to that. But this dog don't hunt unless you feed the dog. So thank you for allowing me to do this, Dean.
Absolutely, Alex. Absolutely. I want to check out the CMOS gummies and maybe the colostrum too. But, you know, I think we're in a time of great change. The globalists and whoever they call their master, you know, whether it be evil lizard people or Satan or both, I think they want to drag as many people as they can down before the consciousness fully shifts in a higher dimensional wavelength.
They're definitely like putting fluoride. It's in CIA documents released from the 50s. Put fluoride in the water and poison in shots to lower our consciousness, that we're an electrochemical transceiver crystal that interfaces with intergalactic space wind, and that we're completely psychic, and they did all these studies, and they had to suppress it with poison, or we would transcend them. That was declassified a month ago.
100%.
I had every old-timer tell me, they're calcifying the pineal, your DNA is a transceiver, we're electrochemical water liquid crystal. We already knew this. And then there's the CIA going, we're poisoning them so they don't transcend.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
What a bunch of jerks. Like, you know this. You don't want to help humanity move to the next level? Like, that is so uncool.
They could be on the spaceship of a part of the best party you could ever have forever, but they want to stand in the way because they're freaking idiots. They're total idiots.
They're threatened by freedom. They already have the control, so they're like, well, they're not going to let anybody else have. You know, no, we got a real leader is so confident, they go, let everybody else rise with them. But they don't have it. They don't have it.
I do. I feel like they're afraid to surrender to a higher power. They have to have the power, and they're afraid to just let it go, put it in
God. What did I talk about start of the hour? I have to every day surrender to God. And I'm not a prideful person. I'm not trying to fight God, but I get mad that I'm like, I got to beat him. I got to beat him. And I'm like, no, God's in control. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm out here in California. We have, like, a lot of crazy stuff going on. There's a gubernatorial election happening basically right now. And then we have that kind of celebrity running against Karen Bass to kind of dethrone her.
Communist demon, literal Cuban intelligence agent. What a sack of filth.
Cubano communist. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Have you been, when's the last time you've been to downtown LA, Alex? It literally feels like the end of a world scenario. Half the building.
I mean, I was already there 3 years ago and it felt like that, so I don't need to go back.
It's worse now, man. It's so sad. It's so sad to see what they've done to that city, especially downtown. The rest of the city, you know, more or less operates. But just that downtown that's like 6 blocks, 7 blocks, it's horrible.
I hear you. I'm going to jump. Right, thank you. I got to jump. Jason in Rhode Island, thank you for calling. Go ahead. Then we're going to go to these disagreeers. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First time, long time. I just want to appreciate everything you do. And, you know, we got to all do our part as well to keep you on the air. And I got my first methylene blue, and it works great. My main question is, why doesn't Trump accept Putin's help, like, at all in this Iran war? Like, I don't get that at all. He's always like, oh, worry about Ukraine. It's like, well, let's worry about this, and maybe we can all collaborate and both at the same time.
Here's what's going on. And that was an hour-long breakdown, but Trump never screwed any underage girls. That's not his MO. There's no evidence. But a big crew he brought in, he's all, oh, yeah, release it. And they brought it to him. They said, sir, this is in here. And they said, oh, my God, shut it down. And I predict, because I already knew it was true, you know, his wife was a prostitute, which she wasn't, and all the rest of it. They put that out, and Trump just got pissed and said, shut it down. Lednick, you know, has been lying about being with Epstein. So Trump decided it'll hurt the economy too much to do this. Even Pam Bondi said, we've released this, it'll hurt the stock market. So he's decided he's not going to go back on it, and it's terrible. And so those of us that have morals, yeah, we get lesser two evils, we get compromised, not on stuff like this, not eating kids, not human